Welcome back, adventurer. Tonight, the wind shifts. We walked through fields of dreaming and tangled vines of feeling. But now, we come to stone steps and standing walls. A figure waits in the throne's shadows, eyes sharp, back unbending. But not all power is taken. Some of it is earned. Some is chosen. Tonight, we meet the Emperor. The first time I met the Emperor, I mistook him for a statue. Yes, it is true. You see, he sat so still atop a ridge overlooking the northern plains, his armor dulled by time, his cloak unmoved by the wind. His sword rested not in his hand, but laid across his lap like a memory. The closer I drew, well, I could tell he was not a statue. But I did think that he was asleep. And I happened to approach a little carelessly. At the sound of a twig snapping under my boot, he opened one eye. "Have you come to beg favor or to challenge me?" he asked. Stammering in a moment of uncertainty, I came to ask for directions. "Then state your name, your purpose, and your desired destination." I faltered. I honestly had not thought that far ahead. "Then return when you know where you wish to go. I rule paths, not possibilities." But as I turned, he called after me, "Mark your steps, bard, for the ground remembers what the heart forgets." He was not cold. He was precise. He was not cruel. He was clear. And the longer I walked away from that ridge, the straighter my spine became. The Emperor, upright, is structure. He is authority. He is stability. He is the builder of cities and empires, the enforcer of boundaries, the one who draws the line between chaos and civilization. Where the Empress flows, the Emperor holds firm. He represents leadership, discipline, responsibility, and protection. He speaks of fathers and mentors, of tradition and rule. He asks, what are you building and will it last? When you draw the Emperor, it's a call to take charge, to ground your dreams in action, to lead, to protect, to plan, not with cruelty, but with courage. In a reading, the Emperor often shows up when structure is needed, or when it's already forming. He might represent a boss, a father figure, an established authority, or he may be asking you to embody a leadership position. Have you been drifting? He offers you a map. Have you been doubting? He offers you the law. He also reminds us to honor our own foundations. Your habits, your routines, your beliefs, are they supporting you or are they imprisoning you? The Emperor calls you to take yourself seriously, your goals, your growth, your legacy. But he also reminds you that power is not power over. It's power with. True strength uplifts, even as it commands. Now, I know it may not seem like it, but I was a little bit of a rebel in my youth. I once scoffed at the rules. I thought they dulled the song. But the longer I traveled, the more I saw how structure was not the enemy of art. It was the stage upon which it was performed. The Emperor does not ask for worship, only for clarity. He is the mentor who holds your map while you doubt your route. He is the shield you carry, not to wage war, but to protect the peace. When the world feels too soft, too fluid, too uncertain, the Emperor offers spine and stone. He teaches us that to build something real, we must decide what we stand for and then stand tall, even if we're standing alone. The Emperor is such a strong card. But what happens when the Emperor's armor cracks? When his crown tilts? When control becomes domination and order turns to tyranny? What happens when strength forgets compassion? Next time, adventurer, we'll see what happens with the Emperor reversed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word It really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are help keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.